Yesterday was the start of fiscal year 2012 in many states, and for a lot of them, it's not exactly Happy New Year. There's fretting everywhere over the impact of spending cuts in cash-strapped states. Minnesota starts its second day today without a functioning state government. The Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers still cannot agree on how to fill a $5 billion budget hole. Got two glimpses of state budgets now. We'll look at the effect of an unexpected dispute between state labor unions and the government of Connecticut in just a moment. First, Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports the shutdown there is causing headaches for many people this holiday weekend and real hardship for others.
Governor Mark Dayton wants to raise income taxes on the wealthiest Minnesotans, but Republicans who control both the House and Senate say that's unacceptable. The two sides missed a July 1st deadline to hash out a deal, so most state offices and services shut down, except for a few critical ones like police, the courts, and Medicaid. In northern Minnesota, 200 miles from the capital, Eagle Scout candidate Dylan Berger was with his troop at Itasca State Park when they had to pull up their tent stakes and cut short a weekend camping trip.
Took so long to pound these in here.
The 17-year-old says the political rancor in St. Paul that led to this shutdown is frustrating.
I just think it's sad that they can't work it out. It's like two little children fighting over a goal, and they just can't work together and make a final outcome that will benefit the state.
While campers can just pack up and move on, that's not so easy for people with kids in state-funded child care. Brenda Grundine is a single mom and says come Tuesday she may have to quit her job to watch her three kids because their daycare center is closed.
I'm trying to make ends meet. I've got to pay my mortgage. I'm really close to being in foreclosure, and if I miss a mortgage payment, it's going to really hurt.
With most government functions closed indefinitely, 22,000 state workers are not getting paychecks. One of those, Diana Ray Evanson, who works at the budget office, says if the shutdown lasts more than a week, her already precarious financial situation will become unmanageable.
My husband and I had to declare bankruptcy this spring, and my oldest son and his family had to move in with us because he was unemployed for about 6 months.
Evanson says political leaders don't seem to realize all the pain they're causing, and she says they need to forget about the state's polarized political climate, check their egos at the door, and hammer out a budget compromise so everyday Minnesotans can resume normal life. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.